The Rehabilitation of Kylie. Discovering the Baby Within. By Max Harper. First published 2021. Copyright Max Harper. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, transmitted in any form, by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise, without the prior written permission of the publisher and author. Any resemblance to any person, either living or dead, or actual events is a coincidence. Part 1: The Process. The room was bland and bleak, empty save for the singular twin-size bed. The bed was back against the far wall and was bolted to the floor. It had a wooden frame similar to a four-post bed, and the posts were simple in design, wooden poles essentially. There were conical holes drilled into each post that went 6 inches deep. They didn't seem to have any purpose, but it appeared that they were made intentionally. There was a line that separated the room, 2 inches wide, that split the room cleanly in two. The line, an indented depression into the floor and walls, looked as if something was meant to slot into the space that had been cut out. The back wall above the bed had two metal-looking circles, 6 inches in diameter, that were flush with the wall. They were 3 feet above the mattress and were roughly 2.5 feet apart. Smooth to the touch, they stood out as the only truly significant shapes in the room. It was a sterile, depressing place, designed to put the occupant on edge. Kylie Gillis stood on the threshold of the room. It was intimidating, and she was having second thoughts about going through with her plan. Kylie had spent the past few weeks slowly falling into a regressive state in order to cope with several traumatic events that had manifested themselves through an uncontrollable bladder. Her mother, Lorianne, had taken it upon herself to help her daughter by first forcing Kylie to wear pull-ups and eventually diapers. Her regression had accelerated in the past week, with Lori no longer trying to punish her for her wedding issues, but instead attempting to help her. There was still tension between them, and it came to a head at a formal ball. Kylie's shame was exposed by a cruel girl she had gone to cheerleading camp with, who had recorded Kylie getting her diaper changed in a public bathroom. While the humiliation had been terrible, it had been a stark reminder that Kylie needed a better, more structured means of dealing with her trauma. The answer, tossed in her lap as an offer, was the Institute. The Institute was a covert society that operated within the confines of high society. Operated by the mysterious Professor Moira Vale, the Institute took in all sorts of troubled individuals that were troubled and reformed them into responsible, respectable adults. They did so through various means, but the offer to Kylie was a place in the First Step program. Her mother had gotten a job offer from Moira as well, and Kylie truly believed that she was making the best choice for the both of them. Kylie could get the help that she needed, and Lori could get a jump start on a much better and more lucrative career. Orientation, as they called it, was the first sign to Kylie that she was in over her head. She had been in a group of perhaps a dozen people, from all walks of life. Some were there because, like her, they chose to be, others were there by court order, and there were whispers among them that there were others in the program who were being forced to be there. Kylie had signed some forms, a non-disclosure agreement, power of attorney, and a few others, essentially saying that the Institute had her permission to treat her as they saw fit, with little that Kylie could do as recompense. Once all the documents were signed, each of them was given two wristbands, one colored red, the other blue.